Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we're following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we redefine what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There was a time where I was like pushing. It was one of the last sprints and I was like, okay, I'll do a 10. And I am running and I'm thinking, I might eat shit right now.
Just right and off
be,
the back.
And it, I'd be like that video on like one of those like fail videos where the girl's on the treadmill
someone do
and
that.
She just eats it and hits the wall.
I have seen someone do that.
That was almost me in the class.
That's frightening.
Between the Reps with Brooke Entz and Gina Chancharulo is a CastBox original, produced alongside Studio 71.
CastBox is the fastest growing and highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts.
You can listen to Between the Reps wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Between the Reps
with Brooke and Gina.
Now we're back.
This is why I don't usually introduce ourselves.
This is Gina's first time introducing us. She did a great. She did a shitty job. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I did do a shitty job. Oh my god.
What's up, guys? We are back in the podcast studio. And yesterday, whoa.
I know. Sorry.
Gina, silence that thing.
Okay.
Yesterday, we went and took our berries boot camp class.
We did.
Yeah. So far we've done Orange Theory. We did
Soul Cycle.
And now berries boot camp.
Yes. Had you heard of it?
I had heard of it. Not a lot, to be honest. Definitely just when I'm in LA. And I'd seen it a couple of times. And I always pictured it being like this. Like in Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
When they're in
that ride. Too, yes. I thought that it was going to be like at a park.
Yes, at a park.
Like outside with this big dude like yelling at everyone.
And me and you hiding behind
a bunch
of like,
yeah.
Like trying to get the class for free.
Yeah, exactly. We did get the class for free,
we
though.
We did. That was very nice of them.
Yeah.
So we really wanted to go and try a berries boot camp. There's for sure many other things we're going to keep trying as well. So honestly, I was trying to figure out and like find some backstory on the company, and I found some information just from their website And normally I don't really like to go to someone's actual website to get information if that's kind of weird. I just want to get like unbiased information. Right. So, and they didn't have a Wikipedia page. However, I guess like, you know, like Wikipedia is like you can change whatever you want. It's like, for some reason, you know, I can't believe it. Right here, 1998, LA-based celebrity trainer Barry J. had the idea for a one-stop cardio and strength training. I'm going to throw up these quotations. Strength training workout that actually works. Barry J. partners with John and Rachel Mumford to open the first Barry's Bootcamp in West Hollywood. And that's when they launched this boutique fitness studio revolution. Those are some intense words.
There are.
2004, the CEO, Joey Gonzalez, starts training at the Barry's gym. 2009, they opened in San Diego. 2011, Manhattan.
So they're all over.
All over the place. Oh, and this, yeah, which sees the first, so the Manhattan store, studio, excuse me, in Chelsea, saw the first Fuel Bar. Which is...
Oh, that was cool. We got the use of the signature
Woodway treadmills. Yeah, mm-hmm. So that was really cool. We came out of our class and we could go right to this little Fuel Bar and get a protein shake.
Yeah.
And they also had...
You could also sign up to get one so it was ready for you after your class. That's but we didn't realize that until after.
We went to the one in Hollywood. So the West Hollywood one was the original. We went to the one in Hollywood because, well, it had an earlier class. We were trying to get it done.
And I think it was closer to her.
And it was a little closer to us. And in LA, traffic is such a bitch.
It really is.
So, yeah, this class is growing. The studios are popping up everywhere. Nashville, Boston, Miami, London, Norway, San Francisco.
Worldwide.
Really all over the place. And it was hard.
It was really hard.
And I did not expect it to be easy. Not at all.
Well, like, I never expect anything to be easy. I always gauge it from you. I always go, Brooke, was that hard? And then because I'm just like a normal person. But yeah, you said it was hard.
Yeah, it was definitely hard for me. It was hard. Let's first talk about our experience at the beginning, right? Okay. So we start trying to sign up for a class. Went and found it on the website. We were struggling just a little bit to get signed up.
Because I didn't understand that they have where you can either sign up and start on the treadmill or the floor, but it had like a T something and an F something. Yeah. I wasn't sure what that meant.
So basically, it was a lot easier for us as far as like paying and getting into a class on the website than we had with the other two. Mm-hmm. With Orange Theory, that one was probably the most difficult.
Yeah.
And SoulCycle was a little difficult too. So with us, with Barry's Bootcamp, we still didn't understand the layout, the format. Right. And so Gina, like she said, wasn't sure what like these numbers were. And so we just called and they told us there was more than enough spots. We could just come in and they would help us get to our, like, figure everything out.
Yeah,
not
first time, you come in like 15 minutes early.
Yep. So we did that, went in.
It's a beautiful studio.
You're so pretty.
So nice. They have like super fancy soap.
Yeah.
Like Oribe or whatever. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but.
Oribe?
Oribe.
It
like
smells
that.
So good.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like, what's her name in Bridesmaids when she steals all the puppies and puts them in the
You just should.
But I wanted
you
could to take, shove all you could that take hand
empty,
soap.
We should take empty containers in there and just pump it in
there. I wanted
to
go
there.
And put all the hand like soap under my
travel size.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful entryway. Great desk. The people were super helpful, really happy. I liked how they had all of the hair bands, bobby pins, mm-hmm. earplugs. I was like, huh. I'm like, do people wear these earplugs in there? Is it really loud? And she goes, yeah, some people do. And I'm like, okay, well, I like loud music when I train, so not a problem.
Right.
Gum, that is clutch. And then they had a whole shopping area. That's where I got this jacket.
I know. You're sucked in.
I got sucked in, but I get sucked into. I love activewear. Now with Enswear, I'm constantly looking for things. I'm constantly feeling fabric, cuts, all that stuff. But
yeah, they had really
lockers.
Good stuff.
Tons of lockers where you go and create your own code. Mm-hmm. So they showed
us
that.
That was like the same as Orange Theory and mm-hmm. SoulCycle, I think. Yeah.
So we went over, put our stuff in a locker, and then they showed us where the locker room was for the women and the men. Went into the locker room. Amazing. They had these little plastic bags, too.
Oh,
for your wet clothes. Which I didn't think anything of it until I finished.
I know you looked over and you're like, oh.
I sweat a lot. Like, I definitely sweat a lot. But I haven't sweated till my tank top and sports bra was soaking wet
in a long time,
unless I'm like in SoulCycle was really sweaty.
It's like a sauna in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, beautiful facility. great people. The coaches were super friendly, but we still didn't know what we were doing. But I'm pretty easy, like moving on the fly. And I look at Gina and I'm like, hey, just do whatever. Right? Like if something goes is weird, we're just going to, we'll keep moving.
Yeah.
But we go into class and it's dark. It's so
like,
this is where.
It's like red.
Yeah. It's like they have like these red lights setting the mood. Mm-hmm. And they have different stations. They have the floor station and then the treadmill station. Your floor station is like your weight training station, quotations, weight training.
Right.
And then the treadmill is where you die.
I
run a lot.
I don't.
But these treadmills, I think the what made it extra hard for me, besides the fact that the 2 days prior, I had not slept, worked 15-hour days, and then traveled from Atlanta.
Right. And you still did really good.
But, like, I'm not used to...
struggling as much as you did with it.
Well, being able to, like, change the incline so much.
Right.
So that's where the like this Woodway, custom, I think it's like a custom treadmill for them. Mm-hmm. You can change it so much. You got the speed up to like 12.
Right.
And then everything in between, all the incline too. And then you can turn it on a mode where.
Oh, it's like a.
Almost like free, a
free form or whatever that thing's called.
Oh, my goodness.
Like where you push it and it goes on its own.
Free. No.
Oh.
Don't say free because you're fucking me up. It's not the assault runner, but it's the true form.
True form. I was saying free form.
Yeah, I know, and you kept saying free, and I was like, no.
Shut up.
I was like almost.
I got my butt pinched on one of those one time.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, my God. Hurt. Don't ever sit on one.
But yeah, so you can power it yourself, which was awful. We did that at the very end. But yeah, so.
I didn't. I
you
just
started a station.
Marched at an incline.
Depending on how many people are in the class.
Mm-hmm.
So if they, once they fill up the treadmills, if. Then more people in class will start on the floor and we just will rotate through, which was super smart because in like Orange Theory, there was only.
It limited you to
super
how many people
limited
you could
because
have.
Everyone did move at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So this was cool. It was a big space.
And you also were given the same number too, the number thing like they did at Orange Theory.
Yeah, smart.
So you've
so
had.
That's what our T2, T3 mm-hmm. was. So me and Gina would start on treadmill 2, treadmill 3, and then when we would move to the floor, we would also go to the same correlating.
F2, F3.
Which we didn't know what that was.
Now it totally makes sense.
Yeah. So you get in there. We all started on the treadmill. Today was a full body day. They move every day like typical conventional training. Like they move, they do it by like kind of body part. So they mentioned that over the weekend is like full body, and then during the week they follow more of a
like legs, butt one day, abs
I
one
was,
day.
I was going to go on Thursday when I got in from Atlanta, and then I realized that I actually was really exhausted and I couldn't move out of my bed. But I noticed on the website, it was like, just abs.
Ab day.
Friday. And, excuse me, Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then all weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, was full body.
Which sounds better.
Yeah. Like just that. More of like what we're kind of used to, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's 1 hour. You've got this guy yelling at you.
Yeah, he was good too.
It was Dennis?
Dennis.
So our coach, so we went to the Hollywood location. We had Dennis as our coach. He was really great, super, super energetic, motivating, and great music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really fueled by music, and I really liked what they were playing there, and they kept changing it up. But one thing that I was starting to think about, because as I'm in the class, I'm thinking, okay, what? Just trying to really picture my experience, think about my experience, and I'm thinking, is it good to be training, like weight training and running in this light? Like I kept
especially
thinking,
for
like,
someone like me who's so clumsy.
I kept thinking that my balance was going to be
right.
off.
Well, yeah, because you use that stair stepper thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was not getting that. And the poor guy that was to the left of me, because I was on the end, I was so off that I would like do like a lunge off the other side when he was doing it on the same side and we would, you know, collide a little bit.
There was one time that we were working at the floor and they have like those classic almost aerobic stacking.
Yeah, it's like a stair stepper.
Yeah, a stair stepper like
or whatever,
stacking.
Like for step class.
And everyone has one and I remember we were doing some sort of like push-ups on it. And I was getting to where I was totally off balance and as I'm doing it my body was just falling to one side and I was like, "Oh my God." But yeah, so this is what I think. It seems like they took Orange Theory, maybe not Orange Theory.
Yeah.
But a lot of ways.
A lot of the same
Orange,
ideas.
Yes. Orange Theory and SoulCycle and had a baby, and it was Barry's Bootcamp. And that's not a bad thing at all. That's
no.
just an observation based on someone who is smart, who would say, let me go to this place and find the things that I love about it. Mm-hmm. And then let me go to this place and see, like, I like these things here too. I want to create something where it's like the best of all these things and
boom.
And have a class. You have Barry's Boot Camp.
And then make a ton of money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the point, right?
They must be doing well because that are. Facility is so beautiful.
Yeah, it was really nice.
I want to open a facility and call it Brooks Boot Camp.
BJ Boot Camp. BJ Boot Camp. That sounds like something completely different. Yep. Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get when you come.
I don't know if I'm qualified.
Call this episode the BJ Boot Camp. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Hold on. You have something black right here.
I don't.
Look, lean forward.
Where?
Right here.
Okay. Sorry.
I got you. Just only because we're on film.
You guys are probably like, Brooke, Jesus Christ, you're no, a hot mess every day.
No, you're not.
All right, Gina, you went over the price for this place.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about the cost because last two places were honestly pretty, they seemed like they were very comparable to CrossFit.
Yeah.
A CrossFit class. But the difference was when you pay a CrossFit membership, you have like access.
You got
like
all access.
You got all access pass. You can come back as much as you want. You can hang out before and after class. And here it really is, you know, and for one, it's a tight, they got to run it like a tight ship, you know, and they are probably limited on space and it's about moving people through classes. Like that's where you get your money. It's like, we have these classes, you got to move people through in and out. Don't get off schedule. And anytime you have like a fitness place, like a CrossFit gym and people like to stay after, it always pushes, right? It's like going to a doctor's office. If your doctor spends too much time with you,
right,
he's
going
to be late,
back.
Pushes everything back, and you're fine with it, but everyone else hates you because he's late to your appointment.
Way too long.
So it's understandable that they've got to like run a tight ship, but I do think at a certain point when the price is a little bit higher, for sure you're getting a premium product. Like you're going to pay a premium price for a premium product, which we experienced.
Right.
And the whole facility was premium. But it's nice at for me, it's nice having like a CrossFit gym where I can pay a premium price for a premium product where not only do I, you know, have a great class, but
you can just use it whenever you want for the whole month.
Yeah, if you want to go in early or you want to do extra work or you want to focus on your mobility or things like that, you can do that there. You don't have to find a whole nother place to go and do it.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Give me some pricing and then we're going to take a little break.
It looks like the per class is like $28. A class, and then they have different packages, but really for each package it just goes like if you buy five, it's $135, which I think ended up being like $27 a class, and then $260 for 10, which is like I think it just like went down a dollar for each one. I think the most you can buy is like $1,150 for 50 classes, which I think ends up being like $23 a class. So I mean it's expensive. Oh, there's a star membership.
Oh,
they have icon memberships. Anyway.
What does that mean?
I don't know. 12 classes per 30 days? Per 30 days? Sir? I don't know. I don't know what that means. Anyway.
Well, okay. So a CrossFit gym, typically, you're going to pay about $100, depending on where you live.
Well,
this is different.
I think ours, normal rate is $175.
Yeah. It's just that, I think, is, like, pretty normal.
But then
depending on where you live, they might up it. Depending on how many people you already have coming to class, you might up it as well.
When we have, like, student discounts, we have, you know,
military discounts.
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah.
So.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and dive a little more deep into what we actually did for a workout and
what we thought about it
and what we think about it.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you,
I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome back to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina. We're talking about Barry's boot camp.
We are
talking about it. As soon as I said it, I pictured the photo I posted and I put emojis on it where I spelt out Barry's boot camp in emojis.
Mostly because, sure,
we weren't sure if it was B-E-R-R.
I think it's B-A.
Or B-A-R-R, because it has that little like military like sort of
seal or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of the
like a
letter.
Badge. Anyways.
Oh, it's a badge, yes.
Okay, so we went to class, and here's what happened. We started on the treadmill, full body, and you basically go for about 12 minutes. And they had us go to the floor and the treadmill twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then we finished. Did we finish?
No, we finished on the floor.
Treadmill floor.
No. Treadmill floor. Treadmill floor. Treadmill. And then like
floor. The ab thing.
The ab thing.
Okay, yeah. So we did it three times.
No, the ab thing was at the end, and then it was just the stretching? Or no, you're right. It was the ab thing.
We sprinted, then the ab thing, and then we stretched. Yeah. So they told us before we went to class, like it could be just two times at each station. It just depends on what's being programmed. But we went to each station three times.
I feel like it was never ending.
No, it wasn't.
I kept looking.
Dennis after class that I really, really wanted to punch him directly in the nuts so many times. He loved it. I was hurting, you guys, but I like to hurt when I train. That's the goal. Okay, that you probably, a lot of you probably are like, what? You want to hurt? I mean, I just want to like really work super hard to where I'm really uncomfortable and that the time I put in is not wasted.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So, anyways, we start on the treadmill. Start by walking. And then we basically, for about 12 or 13 so minutes, it's kind of intervals between like a run, some sprinting, and then like a little bit of a recovery, like jog.
Right.
And he is telling us kind of for each interval, he gives us a range of numbers for speed. He's like, okay, here we need to be either a 5, 6, or 7. Right, it's kind of in the beginning. And then he'd also up our incline. And then we'd up our incline to an 8. And then we'd be running for a minute at like an 8. And then we would keep our incline.
I just stayed at a 6 the whole
time. We'd keep
our
incline at an 8, and then we would bring our speed down. Or we'd keep our speed the same, and we'd, after 30 seconds or 45 seconds, we would drop the incline half of it. So we'd go 8 to a 4 to a 2, right? So it's just tons of intervals with running, which their motto is basically united we sprint. So we really experienced that.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. I actually really like that, but makes sense. And then we moved to the floor. And we had to go and grab a couple dumbbells. So they have the weights they have there, they have a lot of dumbbell selection.
Yeah.
I did not have a chance to see what the heaviest one was.
They had heavier ones.
And then they had these little kettlebells.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Bands.
Mm-hmm.
And then like mats. Mats for like you, which we used, like the soft mats. That's the gist of the weight training was the dumbbells. I had no idea what we were getting ourselves into.
Well, he gave us a suggested, like, okay, women, you should grab some dumbbells 10, between this and this.
Or 15.
Yeah, and then I was like,
okay, so I grabbed a 20.
You grabbed a 20 and I grabbed a 12 because I was like, oh, it's like 10, 12, or 15. But then I'm noticing like all these girls are grabbing like eights and all this stuff. And I was like, I mean, I should be able to do 12s. Yeah. I had no idea what we were doing.
Yeah.
It was the wrong choice.
So I grabbed two 20s. Gina grabbed I almost grabbed the 25.
You were doing the same as all the men.
I went over and I was like, I'm not a bitch. Grab the 20s. In the back of my head is like my coach being like, you better freaking grab some weight.
I had two guys that were next to me because you were like in the row in front of me. And I had two guys that were doing the same weight as you. And like anytime you'd like pick it up, they would like look at each other and like pick it up and like try to like go faster.
That's funny. I feel really like so we started out with you grab your weights, we come over and he goes, we're going to do a squat into a press. And I was like, a thruster?
Yeah, right.
Which it was a thruster, but makes sense that, you know, they don't want to use CrossFit terms.
Oh, no, no, no.
No. So I'm over there just thrusting my little heart out. And I'm like, dear God, like how long? Because for me, I don't really work that well on not knowing how many reps I'm doing.
Right,
like I really
right.
like to know my plan.
Right.
And it's not like that here.
No.
It's like you just go for so much time.
Which makes it hard to know like what weight
to
grab.
And then here's where I really messed up. Like I just started doing more upper body stuff with my shoulders and things like that. And I grabbed 20s, which seemed like a good idea because I've been doing some accessory work and I've been using like the 20s. Okay. But I didn't realize like how long we'd be there and how long we would just be doing
overhead, like with your dumbbells.
One movement.
Right.
Over and over and over again. So my shoulders were on fire.
Well, no, the worst part is like where they had you hold the dumbbells together and then you're almost doing
halos.
Like around the world over your head with both the dumbbells.
Yeah. So they had
and
us do
this
thing.
And that's when I realized I'd made the wrong choice.
They had us do this thing where
it's like you're hula hooping
your head.
We're
doing a lot of bicep curls, okay? Mm-hmm. So many bicep curls and so many strict press and then hammer curls. And then they had us go down into a squat and you'd put your arms straight, do a bicep curl in the squat, saying so you couldn't like use your hips or whatever. And then you'd stand up, you'd put your hands together and you'd do a halo, which I think
each side,
it's
I don't
like
know
around
how to
the
explain
world,
it.
You basically take your weight
people can look
and
at
you go around your head, like a circle around your head. So in a lot of you CrossFitters definitely know what I'm talking about. We usually do them with kettlebells. So we have the dumbbells, you squeeze them together, you go around your head one direction, go the other direction, and then they wanted a strict press.
Like four strict presses or something.
With them together, and then a tricep extension behind the head. That was one. And you do it again, you go down, squat, curl, stand up, around the head, strict press, tricep extension. You would do this for however many minutes. And then more stuff, like lots of renegade
like
lunging. Rows. Push-ups with the renegade row. Did this thing where you actually had your hands on your dumbbells, you pushed back into a downward dog, and you'd slide. If I had my right hand, you'd slide the dumbbell to your opposite foot, bring it back to plank, and you'd do the other side. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Anyways, a lot of stuff there. And then put your dumbbells away, go back to the treadmill. We do another round of sprinting intervals.
Mm-hmm.
Then we finished there. We went back. We had to get a heavier dumbbell. I just grabbed 20s again. I didn't grab anything heavier because I learned my lesson. And now it was like doing more like bent over rowing.
Yeah, I think I grabbed 15s for that.
Yeah. Step ups.
I've been 12.
We were like stepping up onto the box with a lunge off the box.
That's when I was running into the other
guy. Doing like the curtsy over, like where you step up and over and do the curtsy. That was one where I was like really getting a little off balance.
I didn't have enough balance for that either. I didn't get
it. So it was like our, you know, really burning out the legs thing and then doing some upper body stuff. We went back on the treadmill for one last like sprint. It was three sprints, three intervals with sprinting. And then we finished with some core exercises, which I realized at that moment that it's been a while since I've just done a bunch of just core exercises.
Right.
Like we work our core all the time.
Right.
but it was a lot of like crunches and sit-ups, and then like, I don't even know the names for a lot of these exercises because we don't really.
He would just show us.
Yeah. A lot of like your typical conventional ab exercises mm-hmm. that you see a lot of people doing in the gym. Yeah. I was having to break many times.
It was hard.
Sweating my little heart out, just dripping.
I kept having to like stop, and he kept looking at me like I was like that person that stops every time he's not looking. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like there's always like that one person, like they're like resting, and I'm like, every time he'd catch me, I was like, I swear to God, I've been working this whole time.
Dude, on the treadmill, he'd be like yelling like, you guys gotta be in those double digits. And I'm like, fuck.
I was at a six.
Nope. Eight. That's where I'm chilling, because you have me at an eight incline.
I was like, my knees hurt, my hip hurts.
There was a time where I was like pushing. It was one of the last sprints, and I was like, okay, I'll do a 10. And I am running, and I'm thinking, I might eat shit right now.
Just right and off be, the back.
And, it, I, and I'd be like that video on like one of those like fail videos where the girl's on the treadmill.
Someone do
and
that.
She just eats it and hits the wall.
I have seen someone do that.
That was almost me in the class.
It's frightening. I would have picked you up.
So Gina, did you have fun at Barry's Boot Camp?
I would not call it fun.
Okay. Compare it to what we've, like other things we've experienced so far. Because after Orange, we liked Orange Theory. Orange Theory.
I was so hungover at Orange Theory that sure, I don't you, know if
actually,
I
according
could
to
give
your,
like a real.
Your heart rate monitor
I almost
told
died.
You were dead.
Yeah, I almost died. I'll have to say, I think the one that I enjoyed the most was SoulCycle, but that's just because of how I like to work out.
Me
it
too.
Wasn't necessarily like how the class
no.
was run or anything.
I think
they're all run really well.
Yeah. I think that the format is really great.
Mm-hmm.
Very smart. All of the people we met at this location for Barry's Bootcamp were so nice.
Yeah.
I would for sure go back there. I liked the fact that a workout style like that is something where you can go and, I mean, it's kind of like a CrossFit where you know you're going for an hour
mm-hmm.
and you know you're going to get a lot of really really hard work done in an hour. And for me, I think that using something like Barry's Bootcamp in addition to actual weight training
right.
would be great and fun. So group fitness, I like group fitness. And something like that, it was a nice vibe. I liked at SoulCycle that it was dark and I liked the lights and
the music.
And the music
right.
and our coach at SoulCycle was really great on mm-hmm. the mic. I mean, and Dennis was great too, really being able to sort of,
I think,
up your energy.
Yeah. No, and he was really great.
While
I think
also wanting you making me want to kill him.
But I think also that he, and it wasn't him, I think that I think like any of these, you would have to go more than once.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
to like get the gist of it. Because remember how irritated you were getting because he kept, because since
Same
there's two groups, there's
treadmill.
So there's two groups going. And so there's floor and treadmill. And so, like, if you don't know what the hell is going on, he's yelling, treadmill, treadmill. And Brooke's looking at her treadmill going, what the fuck do I push on my treadmill? And he's really just talking.
But there was only, in our class, there was only one girl that came in late and she was on the floor. Because
right.
there wasn't a treadmill open.
Right.
Which is a lot. There actually was one next to you. But you were intimidating. She didn't want to run by you.
Yeah, sure.
So she was on the floor. But
right.
we're on the treadmill. And it's kind of moves quick through him telling you which numbers you need to be, which incline you need to be.
Right.
And then also he's being like, all right, you're gonna be at a 7, 8, or 9 in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, treadmill. And I'm like, what?
Well, he's saying it because, yeah, he's like talking to the people on treadmill instead of the people on
treadmill.
The floor. But it took us like the entire class to actually figure out what he was saying.
You got to cut it.
And then he kept saying, he was pointing you out because you couldn't figure out how to put it on that mode where
and
it goes by
help
itself.
Her. Someone
he's
help
like,
her.
And if your neighbor can't figure out how to use their treadmill, help them out. And then he's like waiting. And if your neighbor can't figure out how to use the
okay,
treadmill, help them out.
You had to like push this button and hold it for 10
yeah.
seconds. Nowhere on there did it say, hold me for 10 seconds.
I know. That's like, what the guy said. The guy goes, no, you just have to push it. Just push it. And
oh
you're like,
gosh.
Oh, okay. Like, you had to just start it. I know.
Yeah, so he kept yeah. being thrown out, treadmill. And that's why I was saying you have to cut it, because it was like in the same sort of, you got to cut it. It was treadmill. And I was like, oh, my, swear to God. I'm looking on my treadmill like, I don't know. I want to do what you're asking
of me,
but
I
don't know which button to push.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I told him, I was laughing after class. I was like, it took me a while. And then Gina, she got confused because they said floor. And she was like, what? And then she realized,
on the floor?
There's one girl on the floor. Right. She goes, oh. And then we realized.
I just about dropped to the floor. I was going to drop off my treadmill.
I mean, it makes sense that you would do that. You have so many people in there. It's dark as shit.
Yeah.
And you don't know people's names. Like, you're going to address them by the group that they're at.
Yeah.
Makes total sense. But by the end of it, I never wanted to hear someone say the word treadmill again. Treadmill.
Well, now you'll know next time you go.
Yeah. I think that it was a lot of fun. I told them I would come back. If I come into town a lot and I had a lot of fun. And
well, you like to hurt like that. So you'll love it.
You know what it was too, though, is I got the vibe that you're guaranteed to have like a really good workout.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in like what I do at a CrossFit gym, you're guaranteed that too. But we do move things on a cycle that's much, I think, more for a long-term effect.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this could be a long-term effect too. But I think I get the idea that like at a CrossFit gym, people are way more committed, and people at like Barry's Bootcamp, they're committed, but more have like a commitment issues. Like they might want to like try out other places. Like they're not just doing Barry's Bootcamp.
Right.
They probably are going to SoulCycle sometimes. They're probably going to Orange Theory sometimes, right? So they can run it on like a cycle where it's like they do like full body ab day this day,
mm-hmm.
and it allows them by giving like a sort of a title to each day, they will move the workouts around. But something like a CrossFit gym, we're doing a strength cycle, you know? And so you have to plan the workouts, the volume, the intensity for this big time, which means you're carrying, we're doing a lot of different stuff and it's all for a bigger picture. And so some days the volume might be lower because if you're coming to class every day and you're following that cycle, you're exhausted and you need this lower volume day.
Right.
But if you were to be someone who was like, oh, I'm just going to do CrossFit occasionally, and you jump in on that low volume day, you're probably like, well, I didn't really get much out of that.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
But here, you're kind of guaranteed, I would say, I'm totally assuming this because I've only been one time,
right,
but that you're guaranteed to get that high intense workout, like sweat
every time
you go.
Right.
And that's probably why people would then be like, oh, I've already gone there a couple times this week. I need a break. Let's go to yoga. Let's go to Pilates.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because when I texted our friend Daniel about what we were doing,
mm-hmm.
when I texted him about Orange Theory, he was like, oh, yeah, you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And then when I texted him about SoulCycle, he's like, oh, no, I heard, like, you should be fine. I texted him about the Barry's Bootcamp, and he goes, oh, I heard that's really hard. So I was already like, shit, I'm going to die in there.
And
so
it
I
was
already
really,
had like a...
It was really hard.
I was a little scared.
It was really hard. Yeah.
They really push you.
Yeah.
Like the guy literally was looking at me like, come on, you can do better.
Which
and I was like, no, my knees hurt. My hip hurts.
Where it's like, I mean, it obviously coaches are different too, but
right.
It definitely had a really good vibe of like kind of how we take our fitness very serious in a CrossFit gym, you know. But I liked the mixture between the SoulCycle vibe and the mm-hmm. Orange Theory vibe. And then we're going to leave this podcast on this note that I'm going to could offend some people, but that's
what
I do.
Oh gosh, I can't wait. I'm like, what are you going to say?
I just don't, you know, I have a hard time agreeing with like different training programs that want to call it strength training.
Oh, right.
You know, 100% you are using weights, which means you are strength training.
Right.
But I just feel like if there's not enough variability, you're not doing enough types, there's not enough options to actually get stronger in a sense because you're limited on the amount of weight you can even use. Like, it's just hard for me to think of it as a strength training program.
Sure.
With that said, I do agree that if you're using weights, you are strength training. So having that in your title, totally valid.
Right.
I just think that if people are like, you know, I kind of want to try Barry's Bootcamp or I want to try this or that, I would say it's very fun. You definitely get a workout in. And hell, it was hard on my upper body to move those weights the whole time.
For sure.
I just think it's also important that you would add in like some real strength training, some squatting.
Right.
You know,
I would
like,
consider
and,
it like
and,
cardio.
And, yes. And be a part of another gym, whether that's a, you know,
Powerlifting.
Globo gym, whatever, CrossFit gym.
CrossFit.
To be able to get some quality actual like weight training in, because building that muscle And having that be like a big part of your life, especially, and you know, Gina, as mm-hmm. we get older, that is so important. It is so much more important to have a really good, strong base as we get older and be building like that long-term muscle
right.
than to just be doing high-intense cardio all the time.
Right.
Yeah, the more muscle you have, the better your health for longevity.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think that when you're putting your money towards your fitness, make sure you really are putting your money towards some quality fitness that has very smart, experienced coaches who know how to train you under weights.
I absolutely
and
agree.
Know how yes. to get you stronger and better with good technique and all these things, because in reality, intensity and cardio, you can do that for free.
Mm-hmm.
You can. However, it is way more fun when you go to a group class. But I am saying, for an overall health, put that money towards, like, for sure, make sure you're getting some good quality lifting in. And girls, don't be so scared to lift. It is not easy.
You're not going
to
get bulky.
It's not easy to put muscle on. Like,
no.
It's like
not, a full-time job.
No, it doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
So, and that's way better for you health-wise as you get older and moving forward. And a strong athlete is a safer athlete 100% of the time. So.
Preach.
I was going to drop the hammer.
Drop the mic.
Or let me just put my soapbox away. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina today. Remember to rate, review.
Subscribe.
Five-star
rating. Wait, subscribe,
rating.
Rate, review. Rate, review, subscribe.
Yeah, rate, review, and
subscribe.
Subscribe.
Okay. I feel like that's backwards. Rate, review.
Review, and subscribe.
And subscribe. Oh, okay.
And a five-star rating, because you guys love us. And if you're like, I don't know if I do.
You do.
Okay? We love talking to you, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well.
Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.